This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
I have been lied to my entire life, and I feel stupid. I feel duped.
What?
And I want to apologize to everyone.
Wow.
Tell me you haven't heard this before. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For Do sure. you believe that?
Well, your first meal. I mean, if I'm a graveyard shift, my breakfast would be like...
but you know I forgot I mean, it like, was you in the room and you're going to get down in the weeds.
Sorry, you're right.
No. You've just always been told that. It's like, I don't even remember why, but it was like, oh, you got to wake up and you just got to get started.
Your body has been slumbering for 8 hours and it needs energy.
Does it, though?
Yep.
Well, it turns out that the phrase, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, was invented by Kellogg's.
Oh, brilliant.
To sell more effing cereal.
You got to hand it to them.
So, and in the meantime, they're selling it to me at Spangler Elementary in Longmont, and I've bought it. I've told my kids that. It's not true.
It's still kind of true.
It's not.
Yeah, it's proven.
I always thought it was like it was the type of food too. Like it needed to be breakfast food that was part of what was important.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like you couldn't just eat a steak in the morning. Like it has to be eggs.
What?
Cereal.
Wake up with Kellogg's. We make our own. What? Why do you got that face?
T-Hack Nail. Do you know why we eat bacon for breakfast in the morning?
Because no.
In the 1920s,
oh my God, here we go.
The pork industry was dying because beef was so huge, and so especially bacon. So the bacon people hired this guy, and this guy was brilliant. He wrote letters to hundreds of doctors and asked him one question: would it be bad to eat bacon for breakfast? And all the doctors replied, no, it's a protein that's good for the body. It's good, good, good. And so from that moment forward...
It was like doctor recommended.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend you eat bacon for breakfast in the morning, and that's why we have bacon in the morning. I know.
Oh.
Do you realize how many things there are like that in our world?
So many. Yes.
Like, for example, I don't remember how old I was when I found out diamonds aren't rare.
Right, just recently.
Everybody's like, oh my God, first, if you're going to ask somebody to marry you, you got to do 3 months' salary. No, you don't.
That's a bunch of BS.
That was made up by De Beers.
Thank you, brilliant, once again.
Which is, what does De Beers sell?
Yeah.
Diamonds.
Yeah.
And, oh my God, diamonds are so rare, you gotta find one like this. Guess what De Beers has? Warehouses full of diamonds.
Good
if
diamonds
If they release the diamonds,
they
diamonds
do.
Would be worth nothing.
But the good ones are the worth ones.
That's why you can wander into Oklahoma or wherever that place is and pick up the Hope Diamond.
You're right, those little...
They're just laying around.
But they're not, you're right, but they're not precious, good, inclusive. They're...
What about this one? You crack your knuckles, you get arthritis.
That is true.
I've always believed this one because I'm to this day, I can't even crack my knuckles.
Really?
I never did it, yeah, because I was so terrified.
It is not true.
You need those air, you're popping air out of the joints.
That's true.
Yeah, and you need that air.
You're half
it's the most
on
important
the
air of the day.
Hold on. So you're still believing. Steve is blowing air into his nose.
Open him up.
Erin should be dead.
Yeah.
She pops every single
joint in her body.
There's times where she's just standing there and it sounds like celery being stepped on. It's like.
And then she has this special, not a dance, but you have to do
a certain twist.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. I got a couple more that I want to run past you guys. If you shave, the hair comes back darker.
And thicker.
And thicker.
Yeah, that is proven.
I do believe that one.
Yeah, Schick went ahead and proved that one.
Well, my son is of the age where he's starting to shave. Oh, it's just coming in thicker. Never mind.
Is that it?
Well, I mean, I just believe, because he shaves and then the next time it's thicker. But it's just coming in thicker because he's getting older.
I remember this, though. I was in sixth grade, and I remember an older kid said, hey, nice mustache to me when I was too young to have a mustache, but I was too terrified to shave it because I'm like, but if I'm gonna shave it, It's just going to be worse. Like, I'm going to have more like Tom Selleck.
Right. Which I wanted to do, so I started shaving at like 9.
But that doesn't, it never came.
It doesn't now.
No.
Because you shave every day.
Once a week now.
But you can't grow a beard.
I can't. Yeah. You see, you've got a full beard. I can't fill mine out. That's why I don't grow one. It looks bad. I know.
But you could grow a Keanu. The Keanu beard is just kind of like.
Oh, that.
The willy-nilly is kind of everywhere.
Okay.
This is the one that's probably only for Steve in the room.
Oh.
And I spent tens of thousands of my hard-earned dollars as a child looking for this. There is a Tootsie Roll wrapper. You're already laughing.
Yep.
Did you try?
Well,
it doesn't exist, man.
Here's the thing. It does exist.
It does exist.
And it became so popular because I've researched it.
There's the indigenous person
shooting the arrow at a star.
Yes,
that is on the wrapper.
No, it doesn't.
It does exist. And the rumor became so big that Tootsie would actually send free Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking.
But that kid with the star shooting, that is on there.
It is on
there. No, it's not.
I've seen it like 100 times.
Yep.
You guys.
Text if you've seen the
51059. I've spent thousands of dollars when I could trying to get a free Tootsie Pop.
$1,000 gets you something.
I'm nothing.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.